great football weather.
Well, it's kind of damp and it's just kind of chilly, but it is football weather for sure.
It is, and we've got an interesting scenario, George, that's forming out there tonight, and I hope next week to get a representative from both the MAIS and the MHSAA to talk to us about this official shortage of officiating. And, scratch whatever calls you're upset about. We're just trying to get officials to play the games right now.
Yeah.
And because of the pandemic or what have you, they probably found other things to do. I mean, these are men this isn't the only job they have. So there's a shortage now, and how many games did we have last night? Was it 60?
Roughly 60. I mean, and there's about 130 games this weekend, and roughly half of them were played last night, and half of them were played tonight, roughly.
And I'm hearing, of course, you're hearing all kinds of things right now, but maybe the rumor mill is churning a little bit that if this continues, that they may have to look at doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday for high school football.
Well, I know, that they've had a problem. They've had a struggle all season long.
Right.
And now they're getting to the point where they, quite frankly, they want the better officials to, referee the playoff game.
Sure.
And just to make sure they have enough, they're having to kind of juggle the schedule a little bit.
So if you're out there.
Well, another thing I read today, and I really didn't realize this, but you can't just say, I want to be a referee.
No, huh?
You got to take a test. You got to take a test, but also I think they bring you through junior varsity and some junior high stuff and things like that. So it's not like an automatic thing.
No, so they couldn't just fix it by next year, then.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to take a little while to kind of get enough people, involved.
That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
They don't come to the stadium ready to call football.
No.
Todd, did you say we had Coach Davis? All right. We're going to get to some scores. There's all kinds of scores.
Sure.
We got a coach online. Whenever we get coach online here on Friday Night on the Lights, buddy, they get moved to the front of the class. And speaking of class, Herbert Davis is exactly that, and he's the head coach of the MRA Patriots. And it joins us now on Friday Night Under the Lights. And, Coach Davis, I got to tell you, there was a lot of people that were circling this game between MRA and Hartsville because they were, you're 1-2. And you went out there and showed that you still hold the reins in this thing tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Rush. We did some good things, and a little sloppy in some areas, but hey, look, we did a lot of good things, and proud of our win, obviously.
We've been friends for a long time. I've followed you everywhere you've been. You've won everywhere you've been, and when you took over this MRA program, you had certain things in mind that you wanted to do with this program. Give me a couple of things that came to your mind when you came to MRA that you wanted to establish.
Well, at the time, we was going to have to be Jackson Prep because Coach Black had his steam rolling. And yeah. I tell everybody all the time, Coach Black and his staff made me a better football coach, I'll tell you that. But anyway, I was obviously first and foremost. But, really, we hadn't beat any of the Jackson schools. I mean, Jackson Academy had beaten us like 8 years in a row. We just had to start somewhere, but we just had to get a good staff in here and get our kids believing, and that was very, very tough, and it took us a little while to do those two things.
Well, boy, you have done those.
We had to completely change our culture. We just had to completely change our culture, the way we did things, and so it took a good senior class, and that class came in 2018. Mm-hmm. And that was a good leadership. That group didn't win it, but they sure set the tone for us to do what we're doing now.
Well, and I mentioned this somebody the other night because I do the Hines games, and we went up to Northeast to play them, and I'm looking out there, and there's a Willie Latham's out there, and I'm going, oh no, I know where this is going, and he played great. You've got to feel good that you're promoting these kids on to another level to play.
We're really excited. We got Joe Perkins at Florida International as a sophomore. He's playing. John Cartwright's a sophomore. He's playing at Memphis. We got another lineman, the Rowan kid, is playing at Navy. All these kids that are going on to the next level, the good thing about it, they're playing early. Sadiq Charles plays a true freshman at LSU.
Right.
Now playing in the NFL. So So we're excited to see that, hey, when our guys are good enough to go on, we've got them prepared to play at the next level. So
well, and
makes us proud of them for sure.
I'll tell you what, you got a quarterback this year that's young, and he's going to be around for a couple of years, and I think he's not the same kid he was back in August. You've brought him along really well. Plus he's got several wide receivers. Davis Dalton may be the best receiver. I know he is in the city. And you got to feel good about your offense right now. And tonight you put that offense on display against a pretty good defense.
And the thing that I'm pumped about tonight is the 2 weeks in a row now we've actually probably rushed for more than we've been thrown for, which is our offensive line is really coming along. I'm really proud of those guys. And, and our defense is doing the same thing. So, obviously, us controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball tonight was a big deal.
Well, you got the win, and so now you'll get the bye. And you know what, Coach? We're talking with Herbert Davis, who's the head coach for MRA tonight here on the scoreboard show. You get 10 coaches in a room, Coach, and five of them will tell you they don't like a week off, and five of them will tell you they do, okay? And then some that don't like it say that you get a little rusty, and some that do like it say you get it banged up and bruised up, you get some time to heal. Where do you stand on the issue of having a bye before a playoff game?
Well, this was our 12th game in a row, so we want a week off. We
That's
need
right.
to heal up and get back to some basics and, you know, fix a few things and prepare. It gives us 2 weeks to prepare for the teams that we'll play and hopefully get fresh and make a run in the playoffs and see if we can do win this thing again.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have one of the, I think you have one of the toughest schedules of I know in the MAIS. So the people you played and travel that you had to turn in, you just got to salute you guys for what you've been able to accomplish. And I'm sure you'll enjoy that week off. And congratulations on the win tonight, Coach. Thank you for taking time out to give us a call here at the Scoreboard Show. And we'll look forward to seeing the Patriots later on in the playoffs.
Well, hey, man, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you. Always love listening to y'all's show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Herbert Davis is the head coach. Would you say, Chris? Oh, yeah. Herbert Davis, head coach of MRA, and big win tonight for them. All right, now, we want to – folks getting in the cars, heading home, they want to hear the scores. Here's George.
Okay, Russ, and we're going to do a little bit different tonight. We've got we're going to give you the scores from 6A, 5A, and 1A. Those were the classifications that played tonight, and also we'll mix in some MAIS games that were played tonight. Starting in 6A, it was Biloxi over Hancock, 33-29. This was one of the more interesting games of the night. Brandon travels to Northwest Rankin, and Brandon holds on to win 50-48. I mean, that's a high score. That's 98 points.
Is that the one they call the Rankin County Super Bowl?
No, that's Pearl.
Pearl.
That's next week.
That's next week. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And let's see. Starkville at home beat Germantown 35-7 tonight. Oxford won over Grenada 19-17. It was D'Iberville 25, Harrison Central 14. Hernando over Center Hill 26-13. Madison Central beat Murrah 49-16. Oak Grove goes to Pearl and wins, beating the Pirates 36-25. One of the more interesting scores of the night.
Absolutely.
Ocean Springs beat Gulfport 46-14. As Olive Branch 30, Lewisburg 14, Warren Central beat Pedal tonight 42-13. Horn Lake in overtime beat South Panola 14-7. That was South Panola's third loss. They're now 7-3. South Haven defeated DeSoto Central 41-7. Clinton on a last-second field goal edges Tupelo 17-14. Looks like the Arrows are going to find their way into the playoffs.
Would we have thought that back in August?
No, not about 4 weeks ago. You sure wouldn't have.
Judd doing a good job over there.
5A action. Cleveland Central defeated New Hope 20-14. George County 47. East Central 29. It was Gaucher over Pearl River Central 55-42. Lafayette over Greenville 49-8. Picayune, Kerry Metzler, I'm sure he'll call.
Oh, he'll be calling, yes.
They beat Long Beach tonight 56-0. Provine got a win over Canton. That's kind of a kind of a
mild upset.
Yeah, well, Central Mississippi rivalry game, but Provine won 12-6. West Point shut out Saltillo 41-0. South Jones edged Florence 28-26. It was Van Cleve over Wes Harrison 55-28. Laurel beat Wayne County 21-18.
Whoa.
And Hattiesburg beat Wes Jones 20-17. And a mild upset, but again, Hattiesburg's kind of got it together here late in the season.
And Mike, we're going to hear from Mike. He's going to call. He texted me earlier this afternoon and said, "I just got a feeling."
Well, he had the right kind of feeling, that's for sure.
So did the.
All right, let me give you some 1A scores. Biggersville over Okolona, 41-6. It was McEvan shut out Coldwater, 56-0. Resurrection over Enterprise Lincoln, 48-12. Richton beat Mount Olive, 14-6. Sebastopol over French Camp, 41-21. Tupelo Christian Prep shut out Smithville 45-0, and Bay Springs edged Taylorsville 14-12. Let me give you some MIS scores. Let's see. Well, we already mentioned MRA defeated Hartsville 45-23. Jackson Academy won a shootout with Park Lane 55-33.
Whoa.
Jackson Prep all over PCS tonight, 46-5. That's an unusual score.
Well, they got a safety.
Well, 46-5 was the final. Playoff action in Class 5A, MAIS. Pillow edged Central Hines 34-30. Starkville Academy over Lamar 17-14. Simpson beat Madison St. Joe 41-13. Some 4A playoffs, Indianola 27, Carroll 15. Tri-County over Columbia 50-12. Riverfield over Winston Academy 28-8, and Kirk edged Marshall 7-6.
That's what we have right now. If of course we're getting all the scores. We should get all of them. Like a 6-game played last night,
And we're going to work in some of the Thursday night games as we go on through the evening. Okay,
so there's a lot to cover. All right, let's I tell you, one of the biggest fans of this show is Ty Bowles. He's from Crystal Springs.
Well, we're a fan of his, too.
That's right. And he's not too happy tonight. Ty, what in the world is going on with the Tigers?
Thus, I do not know. I thought we would beat some of these the last four different games, but we couldn't.
Well, now, what does that do, this loss tonight? Because they lost to McGee tonight.
Last night.
Or it's last night. Okay, they lost to McGee last night. What does this do to their playoffs?
Yeah. That knocks us out.
Oh, you got any more games? Or they don't have any more games on the schedule then, I'm assuming.
No, we're done. We're done.
Well, this was a team with a lot of promise at the beginning of the year. Was there a lot of injuries over there, Ty?
Well, as far as I know, our quarterback that I told you about,
right,
our quarterback and defensive back, he was hurt the last three games, so that might have been why we probably.
Well, it's been a tough season for the Tigers over there, but they'll rebound, and we know that you'll continue to listen to the show. We appreciate it. Going to let you say it because we got to go up against the break. Go ahead, big boy. Thanks, Ty. Oh, my goodness. He loves his football. Hey, tonight's show is being made possible by the folks at Fast Corporate Credit. Talk to a lot of people across the state, and a lot of small businesses really still struggling after the pandemic and hurricanes and all that go with it. And Fast Corporate Credit, at their website, has ways that they can help your company. So we know a lot of people that are in business that listen to this show. They drive in tonight. It's all at their website, fastcorporatecredit.com. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we've got a lot of people to get to tonight. We've got a lot of scores to get to tonight. And we hope that you keep it right here on Friday night under the lights on MPB Think Radio.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. ecmalone.com is the way to get all the information about Malone Roofing. All right, George, before we go to the telephone, Kerry Metzger's on. We got a couple guys on. Big win for Hattiesburg tonight. Let's go ahead and go over some of the new scores we got and maybe even some of the Thursday night scores.
Well, I was going to give you some Thursday night highlights here. It was Yazoo City beating Greenwood 34-30. Columbia won their ninth game of the year. They beat Lawrence County 41-14. Louisville 26, Kosciuszko 23. Macomb beat Raymond 48-13.
I think that's two in a row for Raymond to lose.
Yeah, well, they've playing some
pretty tough teams.
Yeah. Mendenhall over Northeast Jones 19-14. And North Pike beat South Pike 19-7.
All right, let's head back to the telephones on Friday Night Under the Lights, bring in Kerry Metzler. We saw Kerry last night at the Hines Pearl River game, and he was telling us you had Long Beach tonight. And how did that go?
Well, Maroon Tide wins it by a score of 56-0. And with that win, they have clinched the number one seed in the upcoming playoffs. In fact, Russ, our entire region is set now based on the games tonight. I'll give you that real quick. Pickey will be the one seed. George County, with their win tonight over East Central, they'll be the two seed. East Central will be the three seed. And Gauche will be the four seed coming out of our region.
That is a really good playoff bracket. You got some really solid teams in there now.
It is. And, we'll match up against. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just going to ask what your running game did tonight, but go ahead with your thought first.
Well, I was going to just say, and I know you're going to talk to Mike here in a little bit, and he'll give you the rundown on their side, but the wind's there tonight by Laurel and Hattiesburg. That really throws that one into a real come down the next week to decide who's going to be where, because that one now, you got to think four teams with a loss and one team with two losses. So you got five teams still in the hunt in the other region in 5A. But I'll let Mike talk to you about that later. Running game tonight, you know, didn't run the ball a lot. I mean, it didn't run a lot of plays is what I should say for the tie tonight. Dante Dowdell for the Maroon Tie tonight got his 16th and 17th touchdowns of the year. Dowdell, seven rushes for 145 yards. Quick Chris Davis only touched it twice tonight. A 70-yarder and a 73-yarder, the two touches he had. Dorian Robinson had a touchdown run, touchdown pass 45 yards from quarterback Dawson Underwood to our tight end Justin Martz, and also freshman Darrell Smith, who is the younger brother of our fullback Darnell Smith. He had his second varsity carry tonight. He ran for about a 70-yard touchdown run as well for the Tide.
Well, now you mentioned Quick Chris Davis. He had two runs of 70 and 73. Were those both touchdowns?
They were.
Wow. How do you get the ball enough to these backs? I mean, they all run great.
Well, you know, and I think the real key here, Russ, is that, you know, Coach Stoddard did a really good job, and I call it situational, you know, certain situations to bring these guys in. And Chris Davis is a great athlete. He's a great baseball player. He's only a sophomore. He's a very, very good defensive player, and, you know, he comes in and basically to kind of spell Dowdell at times. And then you got Dorian Robinson, a senior, only senior of those running backs. Everybody else is underclassmen. Dorian Robinson plays linebacker for us, but he's a guy over the last 3 years that when it gets down to what I call money totes, you can see him in the game. Coach Stoddard and the staff really trust him in crucial situations. So he's kind of a situational back. You know, you're getting a third and short or maybe third and four or five, and he's the guy you want in there just because he's experienced to, you know, look for the seam and do what you need to do. So, but guys done a good job with it. You know, undersized offensive line for the standards they've had here in the past. I say standards for the people they've had. By normal standards, you'd say this is a small line, but Coach Stoddard will tell you these guys are a bunch of overachievers, and they have really, really gelled here in the last 3 to 4 weeks playing some really, really good football.
You know, I mentioned we were at Pearl River last night, and they were running Tony Brown, and I had forgotten that he was the guy at East Central that played so well and got hurt in the state championship game, and he's back now playing for Peru.
That's correct.
That running back can run right there now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Tony's a tough back. Got good vision, quick as a cat. I mean, he's really, really fun to watch, you know, and hopefully some good things will happen for him going forward.
Well, we're gonna let you go because Mike is on the phone. You know, he sent me a text today. Kerry, you're going to appreciate this. He sent me a text today. He says, I just got a feeling.
Yeah. Well, Mike's been around. Look, you know, here's the thing I love about Mike. I've known Mike forever and a day. But Mike hangs around. When they get those championships, you can look for Mike. He's going to have a picture with a gold ball or whatever it is. He likes his picture taken with gold. Mike's true and true Hattiesburg Tiger, and I'll yield some time to him. I like Mike. He's a good fellow. God bless y'all. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Kerry. We appreciate it. Kerry Metzler, the play-by-play voice for the Maroon Tide of Picayune. Now, one of the, I think, biggest upsets of the night, big upset, would be Hattiesburg.
I mean, it's certainly an upset. I don't know if it's the biggest one of the night, but it certainly
will
up there.
We'll find out as the show moves on. Okay. Mike, is this Mike? You texted me today. You said you just had a feeling. Boy, you were right on the numbers there.
I did, Russ. All week, I just had that feeling in my gut that Hattiesburg was going to do something special this week, and sure enough, they didn't let me down. First possession of the game, Hattiesburg went 3 and out, and West Jones took the ball, marched right on down the field. Extra point was blocked. They go up 6-0, and your first thing I'm thinking about is, well, that feeling went away quickly. But, but next possession, Hattiesburg, Coach Vance went deep into his playbook, threw a double pass for about 60 yards down the field, got it to the 5-yard line, and punched it in. Went ahead 7-6. West Jones tacked on a field goal with about 10 seconds to go in the half, went up 9-7. Halftime, you were right where you wanted to be. You was in the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, Wes Jones got the kickoff and fumbled on the second play. Hattiesburg took it in, went ahead 14-9. And right then, you just saw the confidence elevate even more. Wes Jones then threw a interception. Hattiesburg went down the field again, went up 20-9. And then you're really feeling good about where they were. Tried to run the clock out in the fourth quarter. Wes Jones stopped us on fourth down and quickly marched it down the field. Scored, went for two, and made it 20-17.
Mm.
Then Hattiesburg was able to get the ball in the fourth quarter and did give it up on downs and gave Wes Jones the ball with about 30 seconds to go. But the Hattiesburg defense held, and we are now in first place in the region with a – next week, the 100th straight year for the Little Brown Jug. Unfortunately, Russ, that game is going to be played on Saturday night, so I will not have a report on that next week.
Oh, man.
But we are in the playoffs. So this will not be the last time I will talk to y'all this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, that to me, we would not have even been talking about this 5 weeks ago, would we?
We would not. And that just tells you what kind of coach Tony Vance is.
Yep.
You knew back during the summer that it was going to be a struggle, but these players and coaches have just plugged along. And I tell you what, we're fixing to make a run. I really believe we can make a run in the playoffs. I really do.
Well, you heard it first right here. I mean, hey, Mike, congratulations. Call Tony, text Tony, whatever. Have him call the scoreboard show at some point tonight because we'd love to talk to him.
I'll do it, Russ.
Thank you, Mike. So a big win
for
Hattiesburg tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at this, and I assume, you know, if Will's stats are right, that makes Hattiesburg 5-5, but they're 5-1 in the district.
So they won the games they needed to win.
They won the games they had to win. And, you know,
those early games, those non-district games.
Right. Really don't. Brutal. I mean, they don't. Well, I mean, they count, but they don't count quite like those district games.
Well, and a lot of those, George, are designed to get your team to find out, A, what they have, and B, what they need to improve on.
Yeah.
And so, as you know, they had to make a quarterback change because Tony's son
got injured.
And so that's. I hope Tony does call the show because it was a great win for them tonight. Let's get Granny in, and then we'll get John Marcus in for prep after the break. Let's go, Granny. Granny getting in early tonight. You must be wanting to get home and hit the hay there, big boy. How you doing?
Well, hey, man, and what's going on, Russ? What about George? I was hoping to get in for Mike, but he beat me to it. I had West Jones and Hattiesburg tonight. Great ball game, man.
Did that surprise you like it surprised us?
I'm an offense. Go ahead.
Did that surprise you like it surprised
us? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. It did surprise me, but Hattiesburg's got a great team. West Jones got a great team. Now, I didn't think either offense was clicking very good tonight. But I tell you what, both defenses stood out like a sore thumb. Hey, points were a premium. Wes Jones got ahead 9-7, got behind in the second half 20-9. Then they scored, went for two on a double reverse pass. The guy was wide open end zone 20-17. And then Wes Jones kicks the onside kick. They don't get it. But Wes Jones got one last time to get it. You know, Tony Vance took a delayed game on a punting situation. That was smart. Knocked that clock on down.
Yep.
And then Wes Jones had one last chance with about 20 seconds or so to go. They wound up throwing an interception, and that ended the game. But this was a great defensive game. It's just like my game last week at Neshoba Central.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real good defense. The points were a premium, you know.
All right, Granny, we're going to let you go. We got up against a break, but thank you so much for letting us know. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, man, thank you.
All right, that's Brian Grantham here on the Scoreboard Show. I want to take a time out here, remind you that tonight's show being brought to you by Cricket Wireless. Well, with the holidays coming up, you're going to want to smile because you're on Cricket. We're going to take a time out. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights by with on MPB Think Radio.